Cher?
No.
Sounds like One More Time.
Well, it's Daft Punk. One More Time.
Sheba to Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Now you got groups going after Cher's songs. What does that tell you?
It's a deep catalog.
Yeah. Deeper than J-Lo? We had that discussion because she might be the halftime show.
Yeah, Cher's got a much... She can go in the bag of tricks where J-Lo can't vocally.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm saying that groups today have to go after Cher's song from a decade ago. More than
Daft Punk's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but when did this song come out?
2005?
Yeah, it's pretty old.
Seven?
Well, that Cher's was before that.
No, I know that.
Not too much before that.
I mean, Cher. I mean, go back to Sonny and Cher, 1974. Well, I Got You, Babe.
Oh, she won an Oscar.
All right, as you heard, the Sheman and Shepherd cash grab is active right now. Two things you could do. You could text it to the number 45911. Did I get
that
right?
Yeah, say it with a little more.
45911.
So we have to write all this stuff down.
I need to print you off of paper is what needs to happen.
No, I mean, really.
That's on me. I'll shoulder it.
When they rebuild our studio here.
Look, I'm like Jalen Ramsey. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But don't throw something that's not on me on me.
Also, you could download our app for free. It takes you to our website, 993ESPN.com, and you could register that way. You can win $1,000, but you could type in the word like, L-I-K-E. That's good for about another 10 minutes.
I was especially happy that you got the word right this morning. What was the time the first one was up? You. What?
Oh,
what's
letters.
Next? Ah?
Yeah. The. It.
Well, sometimes they throw long words in there, like Golic and Winger are doing a promotion, right?
And
their word to text in to go to a Notre Dame USC game,
yeah.
Pretty cool prize,
right?
Was leprechaun. Nobody knows how to spell
how do you
leprechaun.
Spell it? Do you have to spell the word right when you text in?
H-A-U-M.
They don't get. You just. They don't just want somebody texting in a word. You actually have to spell it right?
Yeah, you have to spell it right because it goes to, once you text that word, your number gets then put in a phone or in a random number generator, and then that's how they select the winning entrant.
All right, well, spell like, L-I-K-E. Very simple. All right, so I want to get OJ on here with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the SportsCenter rundown, and I've dug up something special. For those that didn't tune in earlier, we had a very heated argument. Was it in the 3 o'clock hour?
Yeah. The heated part was in the 2 o'clock hour.
All right. Well, either way, you can listen to both tonight on our podcast, Sheman to Shepherd, on 99.3ESPN.com. It was about Jalen Ramsey going off on the sideline against Doug Marrone and vice versa. And Chris took
Thank
one
you.
Side.
Vice versa. There
Chris,
you go.
Chris took the player side. Pete and I took the authoritarian coach's side on this. Anyway, things happen on the sidelines. So I have pulled a list. Pete, you'll love this. It's a list.
For nothing else, we have production for lists.
Yes. Guys and maybe coaches or managers or teammates that did not get along through the history of sports. And we'll have some fun with that at the bottom of the hour. All right, let's fire up. Now we're so late. You want to do OJ or you want to do the rundown?
He wants
to do
the rundown.
I thought you wanted to do OJ.
All right, let's do OJ.
Do OJ.
And then then the rundown's going to be like 8 after, which is going to be a record.
I brought this up last hour. You were fine with it?
No.
Well, that's what I thought.
The quote was, why should I be bumped for OJ? Yeah. I don't think Chris should be bumped for OJ. I think Chris should go first.
All right, we'll do Chris first, then OJ. And by the way, don't we have a Twin Peaks Twitter poll? Did we put one
yes,
up today?
Yes,
yeah.
Right, we got a lot to do, guys. Let's go.
Well, that
Time
takes about
for
30
a
seconds.
Sports Center rundown. Here's Chris.
All right, Minkah Fitzpatrick, a Dolphin no more. He was traded to the Steelers for a 2020 first-round draft pick. They also swapped some other picks. Jalen Ramsey wants out of Jacksonville. He did speak with reporters today and said, quote, I'm still part of the Jags. He added that his focus is getting ready for Thursday night's game in Tennessee. Cam Newton's status for the Panthers Week 3 game against the Cardinals is unclear after re-aggravating a foot injury last week. And Pirates pitcher Felipe Vasquez arrested in Pittsburgh on charges of solicitation of a child and providing obscene material to a minor. The kicker is the girl was in Lee County, Florida.
Oh, really?
13 years old. They'd already had.
15 now, yeah.
15 now, but 13 back then.
Sometimes we're proud of local stories. This is not one of them.
I wouldn't say it on a regular day, but I felt like because it does have ties to Lee County, I should put it in.
That is newsworthy. Don't get me wrong. We're just not proud of it.
I went to him earlier, and before the show, I'd go, oh, God, this dirtbag got a red. He's a great pitcher, too. Now, that takes me. He's been a two-time All-Star for the Pirates, but... And Chris said, is there a Lee County in Pennsylvania? I went, nope. He's getting extradited back here. I did not. I thought he might have been from Lee County because he's from St. Cloud, Florida, which is by Kissimmee up that way. But she is from Lee County. Not exactly sure
hold on, but that is horrible. You pronounce Kissimmee correctly. That's bonus points for you today.
Oh, okay.
How would they have pronounced it by the harbor in Boston?
Kissimmee because
Smithtown.
Everybody. Because those in the media that cover the Red Sox have to go there all the time. And so I learned a lot of names in Florida when I was a young kid just because of spring training.
Very good. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. All right. Normally we do this at the 3:45 segment, but we were busy with Masterpiece Theater. And O.J. Simpson, anytime he tweets out, we like to play it. O.J. talks about A.B. It's interesting and almost chilling how he breaks down A.B.'s civil lawsuit versus a possible criminal lawsuit, which, by the way, is now a possibility from what I understand.
Yeah, well, I think it was always known as going to be a possibility.
Yeah, because people are digging now and they're going to find so much evidence. Mm-hmm. There are going to be charges against this guy is my feeling on this. All right, let's take a listen. This is Orenthal James Simpson on Twitter.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, second week of fantasy football, and I am 2-0. Of course, it wasn't done without a little hand-wringing and still a little worried, mainly about this Antonio Brown situation. Boy, he had a good game. Should have had two touchdowns. Brady missed him on one of them.
Shut up.
Oh, snap!
In any event, I'm kind of hoping he doesn't get suspended, not because of my fantasy team, mainly because of this civil litigation.
Quote, unquote.
All these players today in all sports, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're becoming big game. And if you go to any of these parties or nightclubs, there's a lot of big game hunters out there. And if they know they can affect these guys' careers and salary by these civil lawsuits, I think you're going to see a lot more of them. So since it's a civil lawsuit, not a criminal lawsuit, I'm just hoping the league doesn't suspend him until it's adjudicated. In any event, let's talk about last night's game. The one thing that's abundantly clear to me and to everybody should be, Cleveland is really talented, but they're not going to become the team that they should be until they start featuring Nick Chubb as the runner.
Fact.
I hate to say this, but they may have to use Baker Mayfield more as a game manager, and that's not bad. He'll be better. The team will be better. And even Odell Beckham, who is great, would be better. You know, remember this. John Elway didn't win a Super Bowl until he started featuring Terrell Davis and becoming more of a game manager himself. And, of course, Peyton Manning's last Super Bowl was one being a game manager. And if you look, take a hard look at them Rams last year, when Gurley was healthy, they had two wide receivers, former Buffalo Bills, who were averaging Buffalo, who were Super Bowl wide receivers. When they were featuring Gurley, and the reason they only scored 3 points in the Super Bowl is because Gurley was hurt and not featured. I'm just saying.
And you're wrong there, Juice.
Take care. Well, wait a minute. I thought a lot of what he said was correct.
A lot of it.
My favorite part, though, my gosh, you could actually visualize the air quotes when he said civil litigation.
Yes.
That was hilarious in a sad way.
I've always thought the Elway thing, you know, Elway had running backs, okay, before the Super Bowl that he won with
TD?
Yeah.
Terrell Davis?
With Terrell Davis. You don't blame them getting crushed 55-10 by the 49ers and 42-10 by the Redskins because Terrell Davis wasn't on the team. Go back and look at the runners that they had. It went a lot. Now, that was probably the best overall team that he was on as well. Was that Terrell Davis team. But he was on some pretty good teams that got humiliated. If it wasn't by the grace of God of, you know, unfortunate accidents by the Cleveland Browns, he might have not have got to the other two Super Bowls.
But that's how we are in the media, Pete. Yeah. Up until that time, John Elway could not win the big one.
Yeah, but it was always Bay.
Then
no
TD
running.
Rushes for 2,000 yards, and they win the Super Bowl. He got a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, and he played well in it. But, I mean, you don't lose by 40 at the time. The biggest blowout in Super Bowl history to the 49ers.
Yeah.
and up 10-0 on the Redskins, and then let up the next 42 points before that.
I think somebody should tell Juice to stop commenting on legal matters.
No. We want that.
But that would be bad for the show if
no,
he did.
No, it would be bad for the show, but I'm looking out for Juice's best interest here.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm waiting for him to slip. The slip is coming.
Oh, it's coming.
This is one of my things that I look forward to between my last breath on this earth and now. So at some point in between there, OJ's going to accidentally confess.
No, you know what's going to happen? One of his tweets is going to get leaked that wasn't supposed to be tweeted, and it'll have some audio like, can you believe that they still that I'm a free man? That kind of something will happen where. Because someone's filming him all the time on his camera phone.
By the way, who's shooting all this video of all these Twitter feeds?
I don't know. One of his lackeys.
A buddy?
Is it Al Collins?
Well, maybe it's a buddy.
Like Al Collins.
AC.
Who?
The guy that was driving the Ford, the white Bronco?
I don't.
That's his best buddy.
AC.
Who I always wondered, where was he on the night of the
that's
murder.
A good question.
Always wondered that.
Mm.
Did prosecution bring that up?
Always brought up.
Did they? They didn't do a good job. That's what I remember.
Well, I could have said that, Craig.
They actually did a good job. They did a fantastic job. The jury couldn't understand it.
Well, no, the problem was they were feeding feeding Juice a bunch of stuff to swell his hands up so the glove wouldn't fit.
They did that. Nailed that one.
There is no way that glove was going to fit over that plastic. I mean, I remember watching that going, I said, don't do it. That was on Darden. That was on Christopher Darden.
He blew that.
He did blow that.
All right.
But anyway.
Do we have an update on our Twin Peaks Twitter poll?
Yeah, two things. One, Bruce Arians saying today, Jenna Lane tweeted this out, our friend that covers the Bucks for ESPN, quote, on players asking to be traded, quote from Bruce, we don't have anybody like that. The teams I've been on, we have never had those types of things. That seems to be vogue all of a sudden. I hope it changes. He said he's not a fan of players using social media for that. Well,
I agree. Bruce Arians is a coach that will come over to you and cuss you out on the sideline if you don't do your job. But apparently Doug Marrone's not allowed to do that in Chris's world.
Well, we need to know. We don't know exactly what was said. I hope inside the NFL has that sound tonight. Right. On the sideline, mic'd up. They have a lot of that stuff. I'm hoping they have it.
All right.
What is the NFL story today on the 99.3 ESPN?
Not taking the bait.
Twitter poll.
I noticed. My worm is still in the water.
Story today, Fitzpatrick to Pittsburgh, Daniel Jones starting, Ramsey requesting trade. Right now, Daniel Jones starting, well ahead at 48%. Fitzpatrick to Pittsburgh, 31%. Ramsey requesting trade, 22%.
Okay.
And the other part of the, just so people know exactly what went down with the Miami Dolphins and with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It looks like this as soon as I find. Oh, hold on.
Hold on. I can read some OJ tweets or on our.
Getting a lot of double Jeopardy texts coming in.
Yeah. Pete's Kryptonite says OJ will have it etched on his tombstone in the tiniest of letters, just three words at the bottom. I did it.
Which is a really good movie, by the way. Double Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, I thought it was good.
Yeah, that's with the Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones and the Kentucky Wildcat fan.
Judd?
Yes. Ashley Judd.
Yes.
It's Ashley Judd, right?
Yes.
I think
it's
Ashley Judd.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't care for her.
Why? What'd she do to you? All right, anyway.
It's a long story.
Sounds personal.
Is it personal?
All right, so the Dolphins get the with the trade summary.
Well, hold on, Pete.
Yeah.
What?
Don't you like her?
Well, okay. It goes back to when she was married to Dario Franchitti, an IndyCar racer.
No, I know who he is.
Some people wouldn't. But
I don't know
who he is.
So every time she came to Indianapolis every year, Indiana's a smaller town. They glob onto the stars. She gets a lot of ink, a lot of camera time.
Yeah, it's
all
like
that
you
kind of
did,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day. And one time a couple things happened on the race course with Dario, and she tried to, quote-unquote, educate the fans as to what's going on. Indy fans know what the hell's going on.
Did she use terms like drafting?
I don't remember, but I remember it rubbed a lot of people
Rubbins
the wrong
racing.
Way. Like, how dare you try and educate us on it? You're, like, new to this thing, lady.
We'll have to look
it up.
We'll have to look it up.
It really rubbed me and a lot of people the wrong way.
Brian, did you gears?
I could understand that.
Yeah.
I could understand that. That'd be like Danica Patrick going and telling all the Packers fans, like, hey, you know what, guys? This is what was going on behind the scenes. Like, that's an educated fan base.
Exactly right.
She might be right.
No, you.
Well.
Or Giselle coming out and trying to tell Pats fans what really went on.
Yes.
That what they saw, they don't really know.
Well, that's exactly what it was, Chris. You nailed it.
She did do that after the Giants lost in 2011.
Yeah, I can't pass and throw the ball.
How'd that go over?
Pipe down, young lady. Pipe down.
Yeah. Exactly what
just
it was.
Just offended a man. But, all right, so
anyway, that's why I don't like her. What did I derail?
I'm going to look up exactly what she did to offend you. So the trade summary is Dolphins get a 2020 first-round pick, 2020 fifth-round pick, 2021 sixth-round pick. The Steelers get Minkah Fitzpatrick, a 2020 fourth-round pick, and a 2021 sixth-round pick.
A whole lot of trading going on.
Yeah.
This is now five picks in the first round over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Three next year.
Yeah.
They have five picks in the first two rounds next year.
Think about that for a moment. Mm. You have 10% of the picks in the first round next year.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
I mean, you can't screw it up, right?
I wouldn't say that.
One of them's going to be Tua. We feel good about that.
Yeah.
So now you got a 50-50 chance in the other two. You're probably going to have two out of the three work out for
Hold on. I think Tua is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. I get it. I mean, it's. But what if he puts up? What if he wins the Heisman?
Hurts puts up
such stupid, crazy numbers that it overwhelms Mr. Ross over there.
Look, I mean,
and Chris Greer, and they end up taking him.
Well, the last 2 years, I mean, if you go back to September of 2017. We weren't talking about Baker Mayfield being the number one overall pick.
No, things can happen.
It was Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Josh Rosen.
It was a two-man discussion.
And Josh Allen.
I don't even think he was in the discussion.
Somebody on this show picked Baker Mayfield, and
I did.
We were all very high on Baker, but we weren't high on Baker until like January or February. We weren't high on Baker in September.
No, but when push came to shove, we all picked him to be the number one overall pick.
But a lot of people didn't. You go back to September of 2018. We were talking about Kyler Murray being the number one overall pick. We were talking about how bad of a quarterback class it was, headlined by Dwayne Haskins, and we were actually talking about Justin Herbert this time last year, thinking he could come out after his junior year.
And nobody was talking about Lamar Jackson in any shape or form being a first-rounder.
No. So, look,
he won the Heisman, though. So, I mean, Jalen Hurts could win the Heisman. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to
be the first-rounder.
Lamar Jackson won the Heisman. Baker won the Heisman, and Kyler Murray won the Heisman. And they've all turned out to be, you know, I know that the sample size is really small for Kyler, but they all look like they're pretty good NFL quarterbacks right now.
Yeah. I thought Lamar Jackson dropped too long. In fact, when the Patriots had it, remember we thought we were kind of spin out to bring them up, but I mean, I said, oh my God, if he's there, they're going to take him.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a steal by the Ravens to get him where they got him.
Yeah.
Because I always thought he would be a real good player.
So right now it's Tua. That's who it looks like it's going to be.
Wiggs says that Ross has publicly stated he wants Tua.
Right, but fast forward 6 months,
we're
in March, and we're in the middle of the NFL Combine, and if Jalen Hurts is coming off of a national championship Heisman Trophy winning season,
his stock is rising.
He completed, you know, some ridiculous 68% of his passes. Like, it's going to be a topic of conversation because we've seen two quarterbacks from Leak and Riley come into the league and have some success. And I know I'm assuming a lot with Kyler Murray, more talking about Baker Mayfield.
If they win a third straight Heisman, the Brinks truck better back up from the NFL to get Lincoln Riley into the NFL. I mean, he's got something. By the way, new Hoosier in Naples texting in says, as a native Hoosier, I agree with Craig. We do not like Dario Franchitti's ex-wife. Thank you.
I look that up right now.
I'm interested to see.
Was it Ashley Judd?
Ashley Judd.
I'd be interested to see what other teams were involved, and if the Dolphins said, okay, you know what, we think that the first-round pick of the Steelers is going to be a lot better than the first-round pick of the Dallas Cowboys, there's the difference right there. There's the reason we're going to send Fitzpatrick to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
From what I had been seeing, Washington was involved as a team. I think Jason LaCanfora put that out from the NFL Network.
Yeah.
If Washington is going to give you a first,
yeah.
That's a top six pick, man. You got to pull the trigger on that one, I think.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Steelers are what, 0-2?
Yes. How far do the Steelers fall this year? I mean, that's what
we don't know.
That's why the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade puzzled me. why do that and why give up a first rounder? Right,
I think
now,
Mason Rudolph can do. Their secondary is going to improve. I think the problem with the Steelers is going to be on defense.
But then this trade and their confidence in this young quarterback tell me they think they still can win this year.
Yes, I don't see why they shouldn't. I think you should feel that way. Well, I like Mason Rudolph.
Historically, if your starting quarterback goes down in week two, your season's over.
Right, yeah. But we saw Mason Rudolph throw, what, 2 touchdowns last week?
I thought he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I
think he can keep them in it. I think he can keep them in it. Got to get Connor going again.
Mm. All right.
I'm trying to find it. Now, she said that some other sexist rant about something. Ashley Judd.
All right.
Ashley Judd.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that the Dolphins can go with their picks. There's no way of knowing. Look, I don't think that the Houston first rounder is going to be some, you know, mid to late 20s pick. That's a 1-1 team that could pretty easily be 0-2. I guess the other side of the coin, they could just as easily been 2-0.
They feel like a bubble team.
But that feels like a 9-7 team, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And in that division, that might win it for you, but it's still.
Or might also get your coach fired. It's right there.
Could do both.
It's right
you know,
there.
You get to the playoffs and throw up a real stinker in that first game.
Yeah. That's not going to be good. All right. Pete, do you need an extra moment? I know you're looking for research.
But, it's not really nothing here to corroborate what you say.
Oh, it's a fact.
I'm trying to look up. It's just for cheering. She was in the rain when her husband won the Indy 500 at the time in 2007, I think.
Yeah, is that where they drink the milk?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Nice.
So it's
cow country?
It's politically
tradition.
Correct.
No, it's just tradition they've done for forever.
That is true.
Back in the old-timey days, that's how they used to do. Milk was a wholesome drink there, Chris.
GOT Road Rage guys, did you guys even watch the Steelers play? They have no chance for playoffs.
I disagree. It's the second week of the season.
Honestly,
did you watch the Cleveland Browns play last night? That wasn't impressive, and they won by 20.
I watched as much as Red Zone gave me the ability to watch.
I didn't like what I saw.
But that was about it.
I think it's time to mail it in, Pittsburgh.
If they had beaten Seattle by a point, people would – they lost by 2 points to Seattle. Your starting quarterback went down.
Well, Gabe told me it was a 3-point gimme, and I whiffed. I went all in.
A lot of people had the Steelers.
I did.
A lot of people did. Yeah.
And it didn't come to fruition.
Didn't touch it.
Gabe told me to touch it.
Yeah.
He'll be on every Friday, by the way. All right.
Oh, man.
All right. Coming up, in honor of Doug Marrone and Jalen Ramsey's little spat, I've got teammates and team coaches and managers and players that did not get along, famously, with blow-ups. Many of them we saw on national TV.
Mm, love this.
So we'll have all that. Also, a reminder that you still could get a special deal just by being a 99.3 ESPN listener. For the 2019 Rocket Mortgage Fort Myers tip-off, it is November 25th through the 27th at Suncoast Credit Union Arena on the campus of FSW. We got Bradley, we got Kansas State, we got Northwestern, we got Pitt coming here. 99.3 ESPN listeners have an exclusive access. We're inside a 48-hour pre-sale window right now before tickets go on sale to the general public. So just go to their website, fswarena.com. Enter in the promo code 993ESPN, or you can go to our website at 993ESPN.com. It's up there as well, so check that out. We'll be right back for blow-ups in sports and then Wikipedia to close out the 4 o'clock hour. Sheeman and Shepherd at 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepherd on 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. Don't forget, Pete and I will be out playing poker tonight. You are all invited at the Naples Fort Myers Greyhound Track on Bonita Beach Road. We're there at 7. The buy-in lasts till 8. You knock us out, you get $100 bounty. It's a sweet deal. Coming up, we got Wikipedia in a few minutes. And also, in honor of the blow-up between Doug Marrone and Jalen Ramsey, I'm going to talk about famous blow-ups in sports. But first, some semi-breaking news.
Not really, Brad, but just an update on what's going on with AB. The NFL met with Brittany Taylor yesterday about the allegations of the rape and sexual assault that she levied against Antonio Brown. Mark Maskey of the Washington Post reports that the meeting with Taylor lasted 10 hours, which we told you before, but it did not end with a decision about placing Brown on the commissioner's exempt list. Maskey reports there's no timeline for the league to make their decision because the investigation into Brown's behavior remains open. Brown, again, was the subject of another accusation of improper conduct with a woman this week. There's been no word of an attempt to interview that woman or plans to interview anyone else at this point. So, again, if Brown is placed on the list, he'll be paid, but will be unable to take part in practices or games. The placement would be indefinite, and Brown would be able to appeal the league's decision.
All right.
We shall see. So, but to me, it tells me this, they're trying to, you know, get more and try to interview more people.
They should wait till the end when everybody's gelled and you're running like a high-octane machine there.
I told you that's what's going to happen.
And then kind of ruin the chemistry a little bit by taking away the
I didn't know
chest piece.
Your boy Braxton Berrios was a Jet.
I told you, yeah.
Man.
He's the lead return guy, and I feel badly for him. I hope he does well. He's pretty good. He's feisty.
I mean, he was never making that receiving core look.
No,
at
it's unfair. It was a number. It was a numbers game. Right. It was a numbers game, unfortunately. But
all right, would you like to hear a list I have?
Yeah,
can we play the list? This is a list.
Oh, hold on, you didn't give me enough time.
I only promoted it for an hour.
And now a list.
All right, people that famously did not get along in sports on the heels of Doug Marrone and Jalen Ramsey. Starting off, number one, we're going to go way back to the 1920s. Did you know that Babe Ruth and Yankees skipper Miller Huggins famously did not get along with each other?
Yes. Actually, it was in one of the movies.
Was it?
Yeah.
That Babe.
Not the John Goodman, the bad movie.
Bad character.
Babe Ruth went on to win 6 pennants and 3 World Series, but I don't think enough credit has been given to Miller Huggins.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you look down at your paper to remember his name, Craig?
Because I didn't before today. I never knew the name Miller Huggins. Next on the list, we'll stay with baseball. Billy Martin and George Steinbrenner. How many times did Steinbrenner fire Billy Martin and then rehire him? Like 3, right?
It's 3 or 4.
3 firings and 2 rehirings or something like that?
Then one after they fired him, I think, right before the playoffs once. Michael took over. Yeah.
Then on the list, Reggie Jackson and Billy Martin. Yeah, you know that Billy Martin was
a
pistol.
Never forget that day.
There's a common theme here.
As long as I live, we'll never forget that
Yankees.
Day. Billy Martin running out of the dugout at Fenway Park. And I remember watching the game with my father going, what's he doing? And it looked like Reggie kind of dogged it, coming in on the ball.
Yeah.
But I've seen worse.
Yeah.
You know, oh, my, pulls him right. I think what Ron Mercer went in for him.
Yeah.
If I remember.
Waved him in, embarrassed him in front of everybody. Next on the list.
Can you imagine that today?
Oh, well.
That wasn't that long
Chris
ago.
Wouldn't have any part of it. No. That's showing up the player at that point. Marcus Allen versus the late Al Davis. Marcus Allen still holds a grudge. They did not like each other one iota. Also, Art Modell versus the city of Cleveland.
Yeah.
they still hold a grudge.
I get that one.
Did Jim Palmer and Earl Weaver, and I know Earl Weaver was a hothead. There's no doubt about it. But Jim Palmer and he did not get along.
Yep.
Another hot coach and a star player. Not working out, huh?
He was hot?
No, not hot. Hot-headed.
No.
No, Earl Weaver was not hot.
Well, that's what you said. You said Earl Weaver was hot. I believe that's a direct quote.
Jim Leland versus Barry Bonds when they were in Pittsburgh. Apparently, Barry Bonds won the MVP, let it go to his head. Jim Leland, very old school.
Oh, yeah.
Did not take kindly to it.
Probably burned him with a cigarette.
Basically told him, why don't you just quit the team?
Yeah. He did.
The next year, they traded him off.
Yep.
How'd that work out?
Not bad.
For who?
Well, both did okay. Latrell Sprewell versus the Golden State Warriors. More specifically, P.J. Carlissimo.
Remember that one.
Yeah, Latrell was in the wrong there.
Yeah, he was.
He was in the wrong.
He choked him.
Yeah.
He choked.
Yeah,
that was. In fact, I always, you know, you listen to P.J. Carlissimo do a basketball game on Westwood One.
No, but he was always like that.
He's raspy because he crushed his vocal cords.
When he was at Seton Hall, he was raspy. He's such a great guy.
It was crazy.
Him.
Like, he was the best player or second best player on that Knicks team that got to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. It was him and Allen Houston, right?
Latrell was pretty good.
He was a good player.
Yep.
I don't want to say he was like James Harden dominating single player good, but he was good for a while.
Yeah, he had a stint.
Yeah.
He had a 5-year run.
And then he went broke. Bought a bunch of yachts, houses.
No, you know, it's never a good idea to buy more than one yacht.
Yeah, you can only use one at a time.
That's my philosophy.
That's my philosophy. All right, Pete, help me out here. Did Eric Lindros and the Philadelphia Flyers have a bad relationship?
Well, he ended up there because he didn't want to stay with the Quebec Nordiques when he was drafted, so he's formulated a trade.
That's not a team you made
but
that
to
up.
The, no, it is. To the, so the, but with the with one particular coach, was he there with Keenan?
Let me see.
If he was there with Cuckoo, this guy was his nickname, Cuckoo Keenan, even when he came to Boston. But even though he wouldn't want to Stanley Cup with the Rangers, he did. I seem to remember Eric Lindros had a couple incidents with
general manager Bobby Clark, and he
Bobby
just,
Clark, yeah.
Especially after
Bobby
Lindros became the MVP,
kicked his butt all over the place. Eric was a big guy, but Bobby Clark was old Broad Street Bullies.
How about John Rocker versus the entire city of New York?
How about him? Remember the subway comments?
Yeah, the LGBTQ something or other. Yeah, that didn't go over very well. He was with the Braves at the time, I believe.
Yeah, it's in the World Series, right?
With the Braves?
Rocker.
I thought it was during the World Series when he made the comment, or leading up to the World Series.
Yeah, it might have been.
Terrell Owens versus every team he's ever played for? How about Allen Iverson versus Larry Brown? Now, I know we're talking about practice. But I never thought he and Larry, I thought Larry, you know, Larry just kind of let Allen be Allen, which is probably a thing that Chris would like.
Yeah. Let your best players be your best players.
Remember Allen Iverson, too. He is the first person to ever leave John Thompson's program at Georgetown early.
Right.
That's right when that started to happen, but.
Was an excellent high school football receiver.
Mm-hmm. Was he?
Excellent.
I've heard that.
Probably could have gone pro in football if he wanted to.
Wow, he's fast, no doubt about it.
He was very good in high school football. But
I remember the first time I saw him live in person in a basketball game, it was obviously with the Sixers, and.
You had seen him with Georgetown?
Not live.
Oh, live.
In person.
Yeah.
And I was amazed at how quickly he dribbled from baseline to baseline and weaved in between like nine other guys. I never – to see it in person was eye-opening. Other famous people that didn't get along, how about – well, it says Brett Favre versus the Green Bay Packers. That did not end well, but it's better now.
Aaron Rodgers was hugging with them at the game on Sunday.
Well, that was in honor of Bart Starr. Yeah, they were all there. It's all repaired, it seems like. Randy Moss versus the Vikings. Did that end badly? Or was it just time for him to move on and get a free? I don't remember him having a bad relationship.
Yeah. It ended on not great terms at every one of the places Randy was at.
Hmm.
Maybe except like Tennessee, but
yeah,
who really remembers that?
A-Rod, nobody. A-Rod versus the Yankees. That was an awkward relationship the entire time he was there. Because there was the frostiness with he and Jeets. Although, you know,
well, even before that, he said he wanted to sign with Boston because he wanted to play shortstop.
Right.
And the players union wouldn't let him because it was a contract that was resetting the market.
Yeah. LeBron James versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. No secret that he and Dan Gilbert did not get along.
Yep.
They kind of tolerated each other, ends to a means kind of thing. Kobe Jackson versus Kobe Bryant versus Phil Jackson. Yikes.
Yep.
I know they butted heads on the triangle, but I never thought it was heated. I know Kobe wanted to do his own thing, but it seemed to work.
Mm.
Like if they saw each other today, would Kobe and Phil, like, you know, if they saw each other, would they shake hands and hug and all that? I didn't think it was that contentious. Oh, here's one that we forget about. Jim Harbaugh and the 49ers. That ended contentious.
That was running on – that was –
Yeah,
no, I'm trying to think. I know it ended.
He had a.
That's right. Yeah, with the 49ers.
Jed York. Is that the guy's name who was the VP?
Well, it was really Trent Baalke, the general manager.
Yeah.
They did not see eye to eye. Harbaugh just got him off of a Super Bowl appearance. Colin Kaepernick was on the team. I mean, and he said, "I don't need this," and he left and went to Michigan. Next on the list, Colin Kaepernick versus the NFL. That's old and tired.
Yeah.
And the last one on here. Antonio Brown versus the Oakland Raiders. You're right. That did not end well.
Well, I remember one. I don't know if you remember this. It was 70, and this happened either 79 or 80. And this is like legendary. I mean, this is a media person. And Will McDonough, one of the great. You know, Will was one of the great
Sean's dad.
Columnists, yes, of all time. God rest his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. It was either 79 or 80. I remember the Patriots just killed the Jets. It was like 58-0 or 56-3. Everybody said it's early in the season, if I remember. Everybody's happy. Raymond Claiborne, defensive back for the Patriots. I remember he got in a fight with two teammates that week in practice. And then when he got to the locker room, everybody was like all happy. He's bumping into all the media people. This is 1970. Bumping into all the media people. And Will turned around and basically said, like, you don't need to do that right now. And Claiborne stuck his finger either in Will McDonough's face and hit him or in his shoulder. And Will turned around, bam, bam, and knocked him into the laundry cart. World famous story. Knocked him out into the laundry cart.
Now, Will was not a big man, was he?
I mean, I know, but he's tough, you know.
I like it.
Got some good ones coming out on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Baker and Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Saban and the Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
Anthony Davis and the Pelicans. Dennis Eckersley and David Price.
Yes, still to this day.
And my favorite one from Paratrooper, Ron Artest and the Detroit Pistons fans.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
And you had, you know, Keyshawn with
Gruden. With Gruden, that's right. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
But, like, the real ones, I mean, talking about players and managers, I mean, nothing really can top Billy Martin and Reggie Jackson. That was the absolute epitome of just losing it, and rightly so.
Each guy wanted to be the show.
Oh, man, it's funny.
All right, people are calling in
and
early
the player was correct in that as well.
Point, Reggie Jackson was not correct.
He was correct.
He didn't hustle.
Well, George Steinbrenner sided with him, didn't he?
He didn't hustle.
No, that was afterwards.
All right.
That was a different one.
Time to play Wikipedia. 20 Mobucks from Mo Southwest Grill on the line for participating. Stump Pete Shepard.
What's the genre today?
Today is Patrick Mahomes' birthday, so it's Patrick Mahomes trivia.
Oh, jeez.
There's some tough ones in there.
Yeah.
And some easy ones, but not for you. Call in number 9-239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. We'll Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Here we go, Wikipedia. It is Patrick Mahomes' 24th birthday today, so it's Patrick Mahomes trivia. Caller number 9 is Bobby D from Naples. Bobby D, what's up?
What's up, Bobby?
What up, guys? I'd be a lot happier if Florida State was doing a little better.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking, baby.
A lot of people. How old are you, Bobby D?
28.
All right, now you're a Florida State fan. What's your favorite NFL team?
The Fins.
Who's that?
Fins. I'm sorry, Bobby D. This has been a long football season, huh, pal?
The Miami Dolphins.
Oh, fins up. All right, here we go. First one of three correct answers is the winner. And, Bobby D., you get to go first. What college did Patrick Mahomes go to?
Texas Tech University.
There you go. He's on the board. 1-0. Pete Shepard, are you ready for your first question?
No. Yeah.
What baseball team drafted Patrick Mahomes?
Oh. That is, I know his dad played for a bunch of teams, including the Red Sox back in the day. But I know. Oh, hang on. Hold on.
The younger Patrick Mahomes.
Hold on.
Yeah. It's just the Tigers.
Wow.
No, they mentioned it the other day.
Good job. Did they?
Yeah.
Good job.
Nice. Nicely done.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew. All right. Well, that's going to make this question interesting. Ooh. Bobby D., what sport did Patrick Mahomes' dad play?
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, you gave it away, Pete.
He said it.
What do you say, football? I mean, it's baseball or football?
Well, which one? We got to pick one.
Baseball?
Yes. That is a 2-1 lead by Bobby D. over Pete Shepard.
Did he play for the Pirates? Was the Pirates? Or no?
Played for a bunch of teams.
I think he played for the A's.
Played for the Red Sox, the Twins, the Pirates.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
Oh, sorry. All right.
What?
That's another question. Oh, sorry.
Look at the next question.
Tap the brakes. Tap the brakes. Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Patrick's dad,
yep.
Pat, played for 7 MLB franchises.
Yep.
Name 4 of them.
for Minnesota? Oh, this is my question, right?
Yes,
all
this
right.
is Pete Shepard.
The Red Sox, I know that. It was in the mid-90s, I think 95 or 96, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
I already said the Pirates.
Yeah.
And also, I'm going to say, the Cubs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Pete Shepard.
Well
Pete,
yeah. done, Pete. This yep. is impressive.
Yeah,
not so bad. He's on today.
I think it's like six in a row if I win this.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pete and Bobby D are tied at two. The next correct answer is the winner. The next question goes to Bobby D. Bobby D, what pick was Patrick Mahomes taken with in the 2017 NFL draft? What pick?
Oh. I
want to
say
11. Oh, so close.
Ooh.
Very close.
Yeah, it was the
it was 10.
It was the 10th.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't win that. I don't get it yet.
Then. All right. Pete, this next question is for you.
Yeah.
Pete Shepard, who did the Chiefs trade with to jump up in the draft to take Mahomes? You get this right, you win.
Oh, God. Jeez. That did they? It wasn't that year, was it?
Yep.
Draft night.
Was it?
Yep.
Wow, I don't remember. You took up 10th. This was 2 years ago.
Bears traded up.
No, it's me.
Hold on, Bobby.
Hold on.
If he doesn't get it, you get a chance to steal, Bobby D.
Well, I'm not going to tell him anymore.
Oh, God. Wow. Indianapolis.
That is incorrect. No. So now it goes to Bobby D with a chance to steal and for the win. Bobby D in Naples, who did the Chiefs trade with to jump up in the draft to take Patrick Mahomes?
No idea. But let's say the draft that year. I want to say Jack.
I just remembered.
Who? Idiot.
Who was it?
Idiot. Me.
Who
idiot.
Was who was it?
Washington.
No, you're double wrong. That's,
I'm not wrong.
That's too wrong.
Wasn't the Redskins?
The Buffalo
Bills is the correct answer.
Damn me.
All right.
Damn.
So, Bobby D, next question to you.
Wow.
You can win outright if you can answer this question. Patrick Mahomes threw for 300-plus yards for the 12th time in his first 19 starts on Sunday. That ties him with what player for the most 300-yard passing games through 20 games in NFL history?
Ooh.
Through their first 20 games.
Got some good ones today. First 20 games. Ooh. Aaron Rodgers.
That is incorrect. Pete Shepard?
What is the question?
Patrick Mahomes threw for 300-plus yards for the 12th time in his first 19 starts on Sunday. That ties him with what player for the most 300-yard passing games through the first 20 games of an NFL career?
The first 20 games of his NFL career. Just one player?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was not
first 20 games. Can we repeat it one more time?
No, it's really wordy.
No.
I'm just going to tell you the answer.
No, I want to know. I want to guess.
Well, then guess.
Brett Favre.
Kurt Warner is the answer we are looking for. All right, we have one more question left.
That would not have gotten, yeah.
Pete Shepard for the win.
Yes.
What age does Patrick Mahomes turn today?
You already said it.
Do you remember what I said?
24.
Winner, winner, chain winner! Pete Shepard.
I think that's six in a row.
All right. No, you lost on Friday.
No, there was a loss in there.
There's an L.
I'll stack the deck harder if you want.
Yeah, good job, Bobby D.
Bobby D, hang on. We'll take care of you. Thanks for playing, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
All right. That was it. That was the last question.
Oh.
Very good.
Good stuff. That was fun.
All right. We got the 5 o'clock hour, and then at 6 o'clock, we're leaving here. We're going over to the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound track to go play poker. You're all invited to join us. I recommend you all do. Just tell the spouse you can't make it home tonight. You got to go play poker and maybe get a $100 bounty if you knock us out. So that's all coming up. Headlines of the day. Stay with us. It's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.